And now we want to take a look at the relationship between illness and personal finance. A study that was released this month in the American Journal of Medicine shows that there has been a dramatic increase in personal bankruptcy filings that are related to medical expenses. In 2007, 62% of all personal bankruptcies were linked to medical bills. That's nearly 20% more than reported in 2001. In most cases, these so-called medical debtors were middle class before their health crises, and of those who filed for bankruptcy, nearly 80% had health insurance. We called Deborah Thorne, one of the study's co-authors and a sociology professor at Ohio University, to tell us more. Welcome. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
This on its face, I think for many people, will be shocking. But in fact, you've been studying this issue for quite some time. So this actually continues a trend that began earlier.
Absolutely. The Consumer Bankruptcy Project has been studying consumer bankruptcy since about 1981. I've been working on consumer bankruptcy since the mid-90s. And it is the same trend. A large contributing factor to consumer bankruptcies is an illness or injury in the household, and it's just continued to go up. And the real pickle is that the majority of the folks who file these types of bankruptcies have health insurance.
And I think that is probably one of the things that is most surprising to someone who is new to this issue, that most people were considered middle class and had health insurance. So what triggers the bankruptcy? Is it an acute medical event? Is it the fact that the insurance doesn't cover, that the medical costs simply outstrip the insurance that is there? Or do people lose their jobs because they get sick and their coverage gets canceled?
Both, absolutely. That's one of the downsides of having our health care hours collectively tied to our employment. Is if, for example, I get sick or my child gets sick and it's my employer who's partially paying for my health care and I have to quit because I'm too ill to work or care for a family member, there goes my health insurance. And we did interview people who had to make that difficult decision and who had to say, I'm sorry, I have to quit my job because I have to care for my child who is terminally ill with cancer, for example.
Could you tell more about that, if you would? I mean, as part of the research, you aggregated the data, but you also interviewed people as individuals. Mm-hmm. Who are facing some hard choices about whether to seek health care or how to address these issues. And could you just tell us a couple of those stories?
A couple of the stories, yeah, and they're hard to hear. I didn't do, of course, all the interviews. We had over 1,000, but I did several of them, and I've read all of them. Probably one of the most powerful was an older couple, and they weren't old enough yet for Medicare, but they didn't have health insurance, private health insurance. And the husband had had a previous heart attack, so he knew the symptoms. And he was sitting at home and started having heart attack symptoms again. And he and his wife debated whether they should go to the hospital because they knew they couldn't afford it and they knew they would be in bankruptcy if they went. And so they debated this. They arrive at the parking lot for the emergency care and they sat in the car for another 20 minutes and again debated whether they should go in. They did.
What did they decide to do?
They went in, and they're our statistic. They're one of our folks in our sample. He had a heart attack. He had to have bypass surgery, and that runs, we all know that's terribly expensive. And they ended up in bankruptcy. We've talked with people who have MS, who work as long as they possibly can until their symptoms just absolutely make it so that they can't work anymore, and they have to give up their health insurance, and they go without.
I'm curious about why. I don't know if you share my impression that this connection between illness and bankruptcy does not seem to be as well known, because it certainly is not as much a part of the national dialogue as one might expect, given how prevalent it is. I'm just wondering if you have an opinion about why that is. If you're saying that 60% of bankruptcies are provoked by a serious illness, one would think people would know. And why do you think that people don't?
Well, I think there's a couple reasons. I think it requires us to have a very difficult conversation at the national level about what we do with our citizens and how we care for them. So I think it's a political football, right? People aren't comfortable talking about that. I also attribute it to the fact that there is still stigma. And I know this because I've been studying it since the mid-90s. And the stigma is still there around bankruptcy, even a medical bankruptcy. And people will often rank types of embarrassing bankruptcies. And the most embarrassing, right, is what they call the credit card bankruptcy. And the least embarrassing, because some people assume that it's outside of the control of the individual, is a medical bankruptcy. But even with those, there's still a lot of stigma affiliated with that. And I think then people don't talk about it. And I think we have this huge assumption, and it's erroneous, that what causes bankruptcies, and it's an easy assumption, it doesn't require much thought, is that people just went out and frivolously ran up their credit cards, and that's what's causing it. And that's just not the case.
Deborah Thorne is co-author of a new study that looks at medical bankruptcies. It was published in the American Journal of Medicine. She joined me from member station WSUI in Iowa City. For a link to this study, you can visit us online at the Tell Me More page at npr.org. Professor Thorne, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Remember, at Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. Now we'd like to hear from you. Have you experienced a high-cost medical crisis? How did you handle it? If you had health insurance, was it adequate? Or was the insurance part of the problem? Did you ever have to choose between paying for care and paying other bills? To tell us more, please call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That's 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name, or you can go to our website, the Tell Me More page at npr.org, and blog it out.